That was queer. The young maester had his cell only half turned down the stairs, within easy earshot. In the end, Cresson had to shout for the servants. "Make haste," he told them. "I have slept too long. They will be feasting by now, drinking. I should have been woken." What had happened to Maester Pylos? Truly he did not understand. Again he had to cross the long gallery. A night wind whispered through the great windows, sharp with the smell of the sea. Torches flickered along the walls of Dragonstone, and in the camp beyond he could see hundreds of cook fires burning, as if a field of stars had fallen to the earth. Above, the comet blazed red and malevolent.
"I am too old and wise to fear such things," the maester told himself.
The doors to the great hall were set in the mouth of a stone dragon. He told the servants to leave him outside. It would be better to enter alone. He must not appear feeble. Leaning heavily on his cane, Cresson climbed the last few steps and hobbled beneath the gateway teeth. A pair of guardsmen opened the heavy red doors before him, unleashing a sudden blast of noise and light. Cresson stepped down into the dragon's maw.